This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. City leaders are going up to the state to visit with state officials about securing a $125 million revenue bond approval to tide them over because of the financial situation that they find themselves in at the present time. It seems like they might have the cash available to make another payroll. Property tax revenues are not due until the end of January. So although they're on a calendar year budget year, their property taxes don't flow and won't really hit the bank and so forth until, you know, second, third, fourth week of January and into February, obviously. And we heard the CFO of the city talk about still processing property tax payments just last month, which, you know, there are certain processes in place. I don't know if they've exercised their rights to try and compel payment sooner rather than later. When you're owed money, you go get it, right? And sometimes you just got to be tough as it relates to that, because you have obligations to every citizen of the city of New Orleans to make sure the funding and the financing is right. There was a story that was came out yesterday where in NOLA.com, Blake Patterson is the author, about the New Orleans falters on vendor payments amid cash crunch. This is not new. This is not new news. This has been going on for years. In fact, I've been talking about it for a long time. And because this is, in fact, the city using other people's money as working capital, because we hadn't had access to cash. This financial practice is emblematic of financial distress. When you're holding people's money, and I've heard from a number of vendors that this is the case, and over the years, I mean, we're talking about double-digit millions of dollars that they were behind, you know, 90, 120, 180 days, 150 days. I mean, it was crazy. But this is how the city survived, and this is how that was their working capital. They used other people's money. You know what this is. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's hiding the financial distress that you're actually in by doing this. This is not an acceptable financial practice. If you can't pay your bills, what does it mean? Houston, we got a problem, right? And our expenditure base, obviously, we cannot afford. So what does that mean? That means there has to be cuts. When J.P. Morrell talks about austerity, it's going to get pretty butt ugly. And it has to. The city's going to have to find a way to live within its means. They can figure out what their means are. That would be step one. And that would be nice. And, you know, we're talking about cuts that, you know, are really bad. We're hearing that the homeless funding, this story broke, I think, yesterday or this morning as well, you know, because we rely on grants. And, of course, we have to match some of this grant thing. And everybody thinks that, you know, we're going to continue. The federal government's going to continue to provide all of these dollars in perpetuity for all of these aspirational programs that we want to get involved in. And therefore, we get lazy and we don't have to figure out whether or not there's a way that we can fund and finance this locally. So in the event that there are cuts at the state or federal level, that we're able to keep these programs alive and well and some semblance of them and the impact that we're able to make remain meaningful. But that's not what we do. We just keep going and getting more grants, more grants. Meanwhile, we're $38 trillion plus, you know, in debt at the federal level. And it's as if and though nobody's reading the room. No one's reading the tea leaves. No one's gaining a better understanding that this whole thing is about to fall apart. So the Trump administration starts DOGE. Everybody goes up in arms. What do you mean? We're going to right-size government? We're going to spend our money judiciously? We may have too many of these, too many of those, too many over there, too many over here. Everybody's got comfortable. We recognize that productivity is not that important because when we sent everybody home for the pandemic, a good percentage of these people were doing nothing. We were just paying them. And we realized we don't need all of these people. And then we end up with all these buildings that are empty, right? A total waste of money. We're spending millions upon millions upon millions of dollars keeping the HVAC up and running, the electrical, doing what's necessary to waterproof the building, the whole nine yards, for what? In case everybody's going to come back and in case, you know, we're going to get to that employment level that we once were. No, we don't want to be there. We shouldn't want to be there because the alternative is, as costs go up, prices go up and everything else, guess what else goes up? Wages. And then you, the taxpayers, are going to be called upon to pay more. And I said this yesterday and I said it the day before, the rich, there's not enough of them to foot this bill. So if you think you're immune and you're living in a bubble, you're living in a dream world. You're not in touch with reality. The same way that we've not been in touch with reality right here. Because we consistently fail to stare. We're staring the obvious in the face and walking right around it. There's been indicators all the way around. In the moment that you're now even telling vendors, don't even bother putting it into the system because we're not paying it right now. That is financial malpractice. And I would love for vendors who have been told that by this city administration to step forward and reveal the underbelly of what's going on in city government. Because they are setting up this next administration to fail right now. If that's the message that they're sending to vendors, that is incredibly dangerous because we're not even aware of what the potential liabilities are. That's the whole purpose of putting it into the system when those bills are actually due. And I hope, folks, I hope the business community steps up because this is the only way that this is going to change, right? Fear. And it has to be sanctions for this. Somebody's got to be held to account. Don't even enter it into the system because it's not going to get paid. What? Are you kidding me? What are we doing? What are we doing? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, where's LaToya? She's fighting hard to be able to have a relationship. She's fighting harder for that than she is for you as a citizen of New Orleans or a taxpayer. She don't give a damn about you. She's just worried about communicating with her beau. This is crazy world USA. Now, the state has an opportunity here to step up and create an incredible partnership with the new administration that's coming in. And I hope that they recognize and realize that this present administration is trying to undermine the future administration. And they don't hold it against the incoming administration. The only chance that we have of remedying and curing these problems, quite frankly, is Helena Moreno. Whether you voted for her or not doesn't matter at this point in time, because if you want any semblance of a city government that is operating with some sense of following best practices, she is it. She's it. And we shouldn't let this administration off the hook. There are those talking about, oh, we got to stop looking back and stop blaming. No, 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 no. We got to do just the opposite. Every opportunity that we have to point out what they did, and some of this I said before is touching on criminal negligence, because it's even worse than that, because I believe in some cases there's even intentionality. There has to be. You don't get to this point and you're not communicating to vendors messaging about don't even enter it into the system. I mean, this is crazy town USA. And a lot of what we have to vote on November the 15th is for the next administration. So don't punish the next administration. Give them the opportunity to prove themselves that they're going to be able to provide deliverables in an effective and efficient way. What we need to do is make sure this administration that's in there right now is held to account for the malpractice that they've been involved in for years. Any CAO, any CFO worth their weight in salt, when you're not paying vendors until 120 days later, should know that there is a cash flow problem. And not just a simple cash flow problem, a huge cash flow problem, especially when the duration of the practice has gone on for years. We got one shot at this, and one shot only. Let's go to Dell. Dell, you're up. What say you?
Hey, Noel. I call them the Confederacy of Dunces. That's my name for the administration, this current administration. My biggest curiosity is have they made any attempts to resolve that without going to the state?
Yes.
maybe like a tax amnesty or something like that. I'm certain that there
No. Tax amnesty does not get us to where we need to be. That's not a good thing.
Wow.
We need to collect every dollar that we're owed. These are obligations that people have, and we need to collect every dollar that we can get our little grimy little hands on. I mean, that's how disastrous this is. Because this is really not about right now. This is about 6 months from now. Okay.
So here's the question: how is it that the people who we entrust the city to not see this coming?
They did.
It's not hard.
They did.
Really?
They did. There is no way that anyone worth their weight in salt that was working, you know, on these financial statements that did not understand that they were in trouble. They have not been paying vendors. In fact, the city council had to step in, conduct a mini study, and actually pass an ordinance to compel the administration, and I don't remember, you know, if they were on net 30, net 60, or whatever, you know, that they were going to pay their vendors because they were utilizing the vendors' money as working capital.
Oh, my God.
They delayed, and they just kept their, you know, and they just roll it over. This has been going on for years. This is not anything new. I mean, I've been talking to vendors for a long time, and they're telling me about this practice, and it's why when they go out on a public bid, nobody wants to bid. We have some of the finest vendors in the South, right here in this city, that refuse to do work for the city. That's emblematic that there is a problem. There is a problem.
Well, I always know this city just does not do smart business. Most of the food vendors, even for our festival, the food vendors that come from different parts of the country, they get first dibs on most of the festivals over here. They take that money and they go back to the city of which they came from, and they spend it there. You know, just in the quarter or the CBD alone during Mardi Gras, how often do you see one of the food trucks with a Louisiana plate? Those people are grandfathered those spaces. They take their money and they go back to where they're from and they spend it there.
Yeah,
this is not smart business.
No, it's not smart at all. I mean, do we have to be a little colloquial? You know. Do we have to think about ourselves first? I have not apologized for this at all. I've been talking about this on the national level, the state level, and the local level. We got to take care of ourselves. We have to be a little bit selfish because we don't get, you know, we've been struggling with adequate trash pickup. We've been struggling with drainage. We've been struggling with sewage. We've been struggling with potable water, right? I mean, you know, we're worried about all kinds of other things, and we've had a damn hard time to deliver potable water over the years.
What's the number one rule of survival? Self-preservation. You have a good one, Noel.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. You know, so this continues to go on, and it's going to be interesting to see. I really hope that cooler heads prevail. There are a lot of smart people that are going to be in that room. Of all the folks that they mentioned that are going to be in that room this afternoon, there are a lot of smart people that are going to be in that room. I'm confident that there's something that's going to be worked out there. There can be, you know, there's nothing wrong with checks and balance. I mean, you don't want to go, you don't want it to be overbearing. There can be a compromise. That's not a dirty word. It's actually a nice word. Right. Think about all the compromises you make at home in your relationships every single day. With your kids, with your significant others, in work, in business. Why did this become so nasty at a political level? We should be proud that we can go into a room and craft an agreement that, you know, not everybody gets what they absolutely need, but you know, we have certain friction points that we can get by. And we don't need to apologize about thinking about ourselves, meaning the city and the state and this country first. We'll never apologize for that. Hell, we've been paying the price for the betterment of each of us all along. Can't be worried about a lot of the others. Now when we can't feed our own, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by James Guidry, the president of Louisiana Crisis Intervention Teams. They play a very important role in response out on the streets of our city. James, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sheriff.
So, James, you guys are having a kickoff event, I believe, tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so CIT Louisiana formed about a year ago, and tomorrow is our kickoff event to kind of let everyone in Louisiana know what we're doing to spread CIT best practices across the state. Also on the line, I have my vice president, Nick Richard, who's the executive director of NAMI Southeast Louisiana.
Welcome to the conversation. If you would, James, outline for the listening audience what crisis intervention teams do.
So whenever somebody in the community is experiencing a mental health crisis or substance use related crisis, typically in Louisiana, the coroner's office handles writing orders of protective custody, where in Louisiana, sheriff's offices are responsible for going out, usually to the person's residence or sometimes out in the community, to get that person and bring them to a hospital for treatment. But also, you know, whenever patrol deputies or officers respond out to calls from 911, same thing, recognizing signs and symptoms of mental illness and getting someone to treatment rather than making an arrest.
And tell me the gentleman's name from NAMI again. I'm sorry, it slipped my mind.
Nick Richard.
Nick, if you would, talk about this mental health component and your interests as it relates to NAMI, the National Association of Mental Illness.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for having me. So I've been the executive director here for 16 years, and a big part of what I take are the phone calls from family members who have loved ones who are in crisis. And as you know, Sergeant Guidry stated, quite often when they're in a mental health crisis, law enforcement's the first individual they come in contact with. And I always open the speech with, as a mental health advocate, we have to acknowledge the mental health system has failed. And, you know, these crises have fallen to law enforcement. And that's not really the most ideal situation. But fortunately, in Louisiana, especially Southeast Louisiana, we've got such great leaders in law enforcement. They've stepped up to the plate to do additional training to make sure that the citizens in our community are getting the services that they need. So the component we bring is the family stories and the peer stories, and obviously the mental health professionals as well, bringing us together with law enforcement to solve this community problem, because that is what it is.
And where to both James and Nick, I mean, if you would bring some context to just how severe this problem is in today's world.
So JPSO takes part in about 140 involuntary committal transports per month. We're probably the largest, agency carrying this out throughout the state. And then you can imagine that if we're actually transporting 140 people per month, the volume of non-transport calls per year is in the thousands just in Jefferson Parish. And that doesn't even account for the number of either attempted or completed suicides that the sheriff's office may or may not be involved in, that EMS is involved in. So it takes a huge amount of resources for first responders to respond to these calls every year.
Yeah, I was exposed to it, I guess, back in 2012 when I was sheriff and made sure to involve ourselves in this program. I had seen a number of studies from a bunch of different counties around the country and had no idea just how bad it was, and knew that this was going to be an emerging problem for us. And I'm happy to hear that the office is still involved in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, when I took over the crisis intervention unit in 2022, went to get certified in to be the department's coordinator and to train the CIT class, and got involved with CIT International, which I know. You know, you won the Executive of the Year award back in 2013. Well, CIT International, through my exposure with them, I began training and traveling for them and learned that about 16 states had these state entities and approached Sheriff Lapinto with the idea of beginning to form either a nonprofit or legislatively supported state entity. And he supported the idea and we ran with it. And that's when I met Nick, and we ended up getting, we have 19 board members, Sheriff Lapinto, Sheriff Randy Smith from St. Tammany Parish. We have Dr. Granville Morris from the Jefferson Parish Coroner's Office, the St. John Parish Coroner, Dr. Christian Montague, an LSU professor, a UL professor. So we have a vast, vast amount of professionals in anything and everything that touches mental health throughout the state. On this board to help make change and improve crisis response.
If you would just briefly describe the type of training and what it is that we're actually trying to accomplish when we come in contact with this distressed individual.
Yes, yeah, so it's a 40-hour training block, and typically it starts off with about 8 hours of recognizing signs and symptoms of mental illness. You know, we're not trying to teach officers to diagnose mental illness, but to recognize that there's something going on. And based on, you know, information from the family, information from previous calls that they have access to know that they're dealing with a mental health crisis. And then the training beyond that, you know, exposing them to the resources within the parish. You know, letting them know who JPHSA is, how to reach out, how to direct families to them. Then, you know, we go through another whole day of active listening and de-escalation training. We take them out into the community and they go and experience some level of either going to a behavioral health hospital or going to a location where they can interact with individuals who are somewhere in their recovery process, whether that's mental illness or substance use, to have the officers get comfortable and understand that not everybody who's experiencing mental health symptoms is dangerous. But obviously, you know, one of the things that we stress throughout the training is officer safety. And we want them to do these de-escalation techniques for our safety as law enforcement, but also for the sake of the person going through the crisis and anyone else in the communities nearby. And then we round out the week on Friday with a full day of interactive scenarios that are very realistic. And I like to liken it to getting a vaccine where, you know, this is stress inoculation. We want you to get a little tiny bit of stress and to feel what it's like in that situation when you're trying to de-escalate somebody who may be quite agitated. And then that way, when they go out onto the street and they're in these situations, it's not their first time experiencing it, and they can de-escalate appropriately.
Yeah, I love that approach. You know, mental memory, it really helps when you get put in those stressful situations so that you're not surprised by what you encounter out on the street, right?
Absolutely. That's the whole concept.
Nick, I'm getting a lot of texts, people asking me about the NAMI walk. When is that going to be the big fundraiser that y'all have? So I want to make sure I ask you that before we move on.
I wish we had been on the radio a month or so ago. We just had our walk in Audubon Park, actually at the beginning of October. And the next walk, we do one on the North Shore in May, and then we'll be back in October next year. But thank you for asking that.
Well, I hope it was a success. So, James, tomorrow, what do you guys hope to accomplish?
Getting the word out. You know, we want people to know what we're doing and the benefits of CIT. You know, we've invited politicians, law enforcement, and we want to let people know what we're talking about to every agency.
Yeah, I think we have a connection problem, James, but they're going to have a press event tomorrow. You can go on out November 6th at 9:30 at Drago's Seafood Restaurant in Metairie, and you can get out there if you have any questions about the Louisiana CIT's missions, their current initiatives, or how they're trying to impact with this statewide collaboration. It's a great time to get out there and get your questions answered. James Guidry, president of Louisiana Crisis Intervention Teams, Nick Richard with NAMI. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us today, and have a great event tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Stay with us. So, folks, we talked about Zoran Mamdani being elected as the mayor. And one of the things that he said he's going to do immediately is freeze the rent of 2 million New Yorkers who live in rent-stabilized apartments. And these rents are already forced really far below what the market rate is now. And the New York Rent Guidelines Board is all appointees of the mayor. So you know what's going to happen, right? So he's going to appoint the folks and they're going to have 0% increases. Now, at the same time, he's promising to deploy $100 billion in public money to construct 200,000 publicly subsidized affordable union-built rent-stabilized homes. That's about $500,000 per unit. But this is what's interesting about what's going on in New York. So if you build a complex greater than 100 units, right, you get a 35-year tax exemption, and you have to reserve at least 20% of those units for households earning on average 80% of the area median income. That's if it's less than 100. Now, if it crosses into 100 to 150, you get that same 35-year exemption, but you have to set aside 25 as opposed to 20% of the apartments must be affordable and average 80% of the AMI, the average median income. But the construction crews must be paid a minimum of $40 an hour. Then if you get above 150 units, developers can earn up to a 40-year tax exemption, but they must keep at least a quarter of the payments of the apartments as affordable at 60% of the average median income. But you have to pay workers the prevailing union wages, which is somewhere between $63 to $72 an hour. So guess what happens? All of the developers are downsizing their projects to 99 units to get below the 100-unit threshold, where you get the 30-year tax exemption, but you're not burdened with all of these other requirements that make the project unaffordable for you as the developer. So if you think about the number of projects that need to happen at the number 99 in order to get to the 200,000, right? You got a long road to hoe. And part of the problem when you get into these bigger projects where you're producing more units, they're taking longer, they're costing more, the difficulties of permitting are greater, and everything is standing in the way of them getting to where they want to get. The only reason I talk about this is when you start talking about this significant and serious government intrusion into setting rates and, you know, like these rent control apartments, they have been a disaster from day one. Because what happens is these owners are not developing enough profit to invest back into the property. So this has become run down slum housing in many respects, because the whole thing is upside down. The average rent, I think, in New York is somewhere around $4,500 in Manhattan and $3,400 citywide in all five of the boroughs when you spread those costs a month. And you're talking about what they're talking about with some of these new plans. None of this is going to make any sense. It's just kind of interesting The developers are flexible. They don't have to build there if they don't want to, and they're not going to, because the more onerous that you make it for them to build, the more onerous the requirements are to provide affordable housing, they're not going to build. They're going to go somewhere else and build because they have the capacity and the willingness to do so. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Just a reminder that nothing gets the dome louder than when Atlanta comes to town. Saints fan, let's pack the dome, bring the noise, and beat Atlanta. You can win tickets to the Saints home game against the Atlanta Falcons. Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Falcons tickets from Saints Radio and WWL. And that contest will end on November 20th at 11:59 p.m. And also just remember, don't forget to rewind. The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you missed on any show on WWL. You can download the free Odyssey app, search for WWL, then get started. Listen or re-listen to all WWL guests, commentary, or shows you love when you want to. Rewind, an amazing feature on the free Odyssey app. Got a number of texts, and folks are asking whether or not the city's still on a defined contribution or defined benefit retirement plan. All of the government plans, to my knowledge, in the state of Louisiana are defined benefit plans. They're not like a 401k or IRAs. They're not contribution plans. They're defined benefit plans. And that's where you find, you know, the problems in funding these unfunded accrued liability numbers that a number of government agencies or governments are having a problem financing. Do we have Scoot?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Scoot's with us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
All right. The Pelicans won. We'll talk about that. And also some people are freaking out over the election. We'll talk a little bit about that and the you know, message that that might send. And also, there is a new study showing that if marijuana is more available in dispensaries, people are drinking less. I don't know whether that's good or bad, but that's what the study shows, and we'll discuss that.
You know, Scoot, I said earlier, we can now sit down because the Pelicans won.
Yes, finally.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.